Terry, what is it?
The stuff that dreams are made of.
You're feeling lucky this week. Well, you should be. You've dug yourself in a hole.
I'm feeling lucky. I gave everybody their cushion, and now I'm ready to take it away.
Yes, sir, Lou. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you, it's so Lou Pick-like to have you sitting nicely at the bottom there. But hey, another week is here.
Yes, it is.
And you're picking the Lions over the Packers, so there must be hope.
You know, it's a tale of two teams I don't want to win, you know?
Exactly. You just hold your nose and make the pick. That's what I do.
That's pretty much what it was, amigo.
Somebody got on me for picking the Brownies.
Right.
I think they got a little spark in them after having their first home win in their history, I think, or since
they went to Baltimore.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway. So the Bears won.
And yes.
Everybody was being a naysayer, but they won. And
I have to eat crow on that. I thought I gotta give Cutler his props for getting up.
Yeah.
Awesome. If he could have done that in the championship game 2 years ago, we might have a little bit better of an opinion of him.
Good point. But it was quite epic. I just never, especially the way the game started, it was horrible.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah.
I
fell asleep at halftime and I woke up in a Cialis commercial and I had no idea what was going on.
How ironic. But yeah, we're looking good, and we're going to have Monday Night Football tomorrow. But
yes,
what are you
they
doing?
Are. Will we be watching it at Shea Nardini, otherwise known as the Club Lago?
Very good, very good. Awesome. Well, come on out, you LDW aficionados.
There we go.
You can party with Guido and Lou. And so what do you have planned today for another off week? Well, not off week, but off bear week.
Two steaks. Very simple.
Very good.
Two steaks and bourbons.
And then, of course, next week we'll be gearing up for Packer week, which is always...
Yes, Packer. Packer.
Epic Packer. I didn't even know her. All right, so... Anyway... The producer said that's not good with what's going on.
No. Producers are meant to be challenged.
Lou, do you have a sandwich review this week?
Do I ever have a sandwich review this week?
All right, what is it?
Do I ever have a sandwich review this week?
Does that mean you do not have a sandwich review this week?
God, no. I was up at Rob on Western Avenue, like Western and Lunch.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's a little barbecue place that they're trying very hard. I went to their brisket sandwich.
All right.
It had taste.
Yes.
But it didn't have substance.
Oh. Well, does that mean it was too small?
Exactly. It was not Lou-like.
It was what?
It wasn't Lou-like.
Lou-like, I got it.
Yeah, it was, you felt like they should have been serving it with cottage cheese, for crying out loud. I mean, it was the dietary brisket sandwich.
Was there a tomato on it, Lou?
Not on mine.
That would be a sin against brisket, I guess.
Oh, I think it would. The only thing you put on brisket other than bread would be coleslaw.
Very good. So what
I
is
I got the solid 2.75.
2.75 on the Lou spill.
It's good taste, but, if you're looking for a Big Sammy, drive on by.
All right, Lou. There's the theme song going. Anything else, Lou, in the Louography for the week?
Well, I'm looking forward to tomorrow night.
Yes.
I see once again Marshall and Jeffries are probable, which means they'll probably be in. Excited about this rookie.
Yeah.
You know, with Peanut Tillman out, you know, I'm very excited about that.
Well, he certainly stepped up last week, so.
Yeah, and I'm not really buying what the sports pages are saying about Conte, but, you know, let's give him a chance.
All right.
I mean, he had that nice grab, that beautiful interception.
There you go, Lou.
But he hurt his shoulder, and now he's back. I don't know. I think he should be listed probable, but, you know, hey, I hope he can put two together.
Lou's in a very forgiving mood this week.
Well, not forgiving. I'm just kind of, you know, they showed me a little something.
Now, Lou, back in your old hometown, was there a Giants and Jets face-off? Were there some Jets fans there?
No, Jets fans are east of the river. No, Jets fans were the part of Connecticut that got the New York feed.
I gotcha. Because we lived in Northwest Indiana and got the Chicago feed. So.
Yeah, no, our hometown rivalries were probably Giants and Dallas. Giants and the Redskins.
Patriots?
But it was more, now it's more of a New England New England and Giants.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, a lot of the X generation millennials are hopping on the Patriots because they win.
That stupid winning.
Yes, yes, yes. So
you're picking the Giants today, and they are.
I will pick the Giants every week.
Okay. Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week.
And go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Crow Preparation Service. When you need to eat the blackbird, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou crows you.